The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. Well, my producer Jason apparently has had it with winter. There's a dusting of snow out there that pretty much looks like a bad case of dandruff. And Jason is going nuts. Enough with the snow. It's just a little, we're maybe going to get an inch, if that, in our part of the state. He's looking at me with laser beams. Well, I'm tired of it too. You know what we need to start watching? We need to start watching the forecast for the metropolitan New York area for Super Bowl week. At the best case scenario, it's going to be uninviting for what people are used to for the Super Bowl. I still think that was one of the dumbest moves ever. I mean, as long as there's not a blizzard, even in the winter, New York is a very cool place, and no pun intended there, very cool place to visit. It really is. And, I mean, you can still do a lot of sightseeing, even in the cold of winter. But if you get a miserable game, it's really going to be an issue. Traffic is going to be an issue anyway. Carting to and from, you know, where the different venues are. Maybe it'll go smoothly. We'll see. We will see. We've talked recently about what's the big next, you know, the next big new thing in modern technology. 10 years ago, between 10 and 15 years ago, it was talk about moving to the mobile devices. We have moved to the mobile devices. Sales of the standard desktop computer are almost a thing of the past. The laptop is the new desktop. The iPad is the new laptop, and on and on and on. And you're just seeing that go more and more and more the way that people predicted it would. Now, I said the next new thing is wearables, the Google Glass, the watch that's basically like an iPhone and all of that. But there is something else that's kind of, and this pun is intended, flying beneath the radar of public perception that could be really, really the next big thing. As I said, pun intended, that would be drones. Remember, was it Amazon that had the piece? Yeah, Amazon, where they will be delivering by drones. Civil application of drones are already much bigger than you might realize. And just with all new technology, this is leading to moral ethical questions. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a piece. I want to share it with you. And hunters in the audience, we're going to want your input. Let me just read a little bit of this. There are actually a lot of directions we could go on this, but I've tried to narrow it down to one. Drones pose special threat to outdoor ethics. Imagine somewhere in Wisconsin, a man wakes in a cabin and begins the day by firing up his favorite new accessory, a drone. He uses a smartphone to fly the unarmed aerial vehicle, or UAV, over nearby woods and fields searching for a trophy white-tailed deer. A camera mounted on the UAV sends live messages to the smartphone. Once he locates the buck he wants, he grabs his rifle and, using the smartphone to monitor the live image from the hovering drone, stalks into position for a shot. Do you think that's far-fetched science fiction? It actually exists right now, but it's illegal in Wisconsin. Or this. A woman launches a UAV and locates a flock of turkeys on her neighbor's property. She uses the device to herd the birds onto her parcel, where she awaits in a blind. Or, a bow hunter leaves his vehicle at a lot on a public property and sets off on a deer hunt. He's not alone. A drone circles 100 feet overhead, watching his every move even after he climbs into his tree stand. The UAV was launched by anti-hunters as part of a campaign to harass hunters or record unethical or illegal activity. Or, a wildlife watcher spent a lifetime observing nesting raptors with binoculars and spotting scopes. Now, she wonders how she ever settled for such primitive technology and long-distance looks. Armed with a drone, These days, she flies a video camera to within a few feet of bald eagle's nest, getting live, intimate looks at the bird's behavior. Until, that is, the birds abandon the site. Scenes from the future? Not at all. Today's technology makes all of the above possible by amateurs, with one major caveat. The activity described in each scenario is illegal in Wisconsin. State statutes and administrative codes prohibit the use of aircraft to hunt, harass hunters, or to disturb wildlife, said Tom Van Haren, administrative warden for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. But as drones become less expensive and more accessible, they will inevitably be used more widely, including for illegal and unethical applications. Drones are poised to become one of the most discussed technologies of the near future. FAA rules allow civilian recreational use of drones if the device is kept within sight and at less than 400 feet elevation. But in 2015, the agency is scheduled to publish rules to allow UAVs for commercial use. The technology has already proved valuable to monitor endangered wildlife. It is being used increasingly for search and rescue. And then they talk about Jeff Bezos using it to deliver packages for Amazon. It's raised privacy concerns as well. A proposed ordinance in Deer Trail, Colorado, would allow citizens to shoot drones and even pay a bounty for recovered parts. In traditional outdoor pursuits, drones pose a special threat to ethics. Last week, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission adopted specific language that bans the use of drones for hunting or scouting in that state. Two hunting organizations are taking steps to lead the drone debate. Orion, the Hunters Institute, went on record last September against the use of UAVs in hunting. Drones give an unfair advantage to the hunter over game and are a clear violation of the principles of fair chase, the organization said. The group urged states to immediately ban the use of UAVs in hunting before they become established. That is, before drones are readily available for hunting. Backcountry hunters and anglers applauded the Colorado move to ban drones from hunting. BHA believes drone technology represents a widespread opportunity for abuse, and if not regulated, poses a significant threat to fair chase hunting and fair distribution of hunting opportunity, the group said last week in a statement. Use of drones in hunting or to scout game is prohibited in Wisconsin by administrative code blah, blah, blah. The rule states no person shall hunt with the aid of an aircraft, including the use of an aircraft, to spot, rally, or drive wild animals for hunters on the ground. Van Haren said drones meet the definition of an aircraft. And it's also been used by animal rights groups to harass hunters. You can monitor their movement the way hunters monitor animals' movements. So hunting groups say that the use of drones violates the principle of fair chase. Well, there have been a lot of technological advances in hunting since Europeans started hunting. I mean, people have been hunting these woods for a long time, but Europeans started hunting a couple of hundred years ago. What they used to hunt is primitive compared to the technology used to hunt today. Do motion sensing cameras violate the sense of fair chase? Those aren't illegal to a degree. What about more sophisticated firearms? What about scopes? What about more sophisticated tree stands? What about more sophisticated bow and, you know, bows? Where is the line? If you're a hunter or a non-hunter, do you think this type of technology where you can visually track an animal in the woods is wrong? Hunting groups say it is. I want your thoughts. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm a hunter. We have land that I've been hunting since a kid, 1,400 acres. You would get a complete unfair advantage. I mean, right now, spotting from a plane, I mean, going back 30, 40 years as a kid, knew it was illegal spotting from a plane, and those who have friends or have planes could take advantage of it. It's pretty. So now you just have more people thinking they can get away with it, and you just have more people getting caught. It is a complete unfair advantage. You're saying technology, everything based from hunting from the ground. When you've got an area overview, you can cover a square mile without any problem, and you pretty much could find and track. It completely takes away from what hunting is and should be.
What is your definition of fair chase between man and deer?
Fair would be is that you have to use skill to find and then take a deer, as opposed to, like I said, you've got somebody that's spotting from the air or a drone spotting from the air. All you have to do is head something off and sit and wait. So it's knowing ahead of time where that deer is going to be in time or life or close to that. I mean, that itself is like entrapping a deer as opposed to hunting.
Okay.
They'll be taking way too many deer if this were allowed. There would be no randomness to it. It would just be a complete harvest of anything in that zone.
Okay. Is using a dog unfair chase?
I believe it is, but I live in North Carolina and they use dogs. I didn't think it was very sporting.
Okay. And not even just for deer, I'm talking.
Right. Well, they use them for boar and for deer. Or even
bird. Is that fair?
I, it's a little different. It's been something we've been doing. Again, you're mixing all these different things. I just think with deer, it's a larger game. There are a few of them. And you basically could clear a zone out just by aerial reconnaissance. You would find every single deer within that county and basically harvest every single one.
I think it's going to get, Jeff, thanks for the call. I think it's going to get more interesting, though, because, guys have been having a hard time finding deer. Oh, this is a good question. How is a drone for hunting different than using a fish finder, fish locator? How is it different? Travis in Green Bay. Travis, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Well, I think probably the best way to regulate the hunting community is the hunting community itself. Now, you always are going to have some bad eggs in there, but for the most part, your best conservationists and your best hunting regulations are going to come from the hunting community itself. I don't think that any true sportsman, is going to want to get into, drone use and all of that kind of stuff. And so I think the best regulations, would come with the input from them. The other thing that we got to think about too is deer herd population and, any of the other, game that there's hunting seasons for, there's a level of, that you got the chronic wasting disease, those animals need to be destroyed. The overall deer population, has to be managed and, whatever is going to best suit managing that population, along with, providing good hunts for the sportsmen out there, I think, is needed. But drone use, I would be against it, and I think most of the hunting population, would be against it.
Okay, Travis, an emailer just asked a good question. How is drone use any different from an electronic fish locator?
Well, it's not really, but, you also have to manage, the fish populations, and when you're in lakes, you're talking about a much heavy, much more dense population of fish, in lakes versus deer out there in the woods. So
okay, so but now thanks for the call. He's going in a different direction. He's talking about herd management versus ethics here. Doug, I need you to hang on for a few minutes here. Doug on the road, we'll get to you. Well, I got to watch my time management here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 920.
The Jerry Bader Show.